advisor for more years than either Ron or I would care to remember. In that capacity, has provided parliamentarian advice to us, legal advice to us, defended the commission in legal cases, handled several very significant cases on our behalf, did really a marvelous job, and I wanted to publicly acknowledge his efforts on our behalf. And, Ron, I just wanted to present you with a very small, given the Michigan economy, token of appreciation. It really has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Just came by to say thank you to this commission. I didn't expect to receive a plaque. I mean, this is extremely nice. It says in appreciation of me for your years of wise counsel and professional advice. I think they kind of stretched the truth there. Supporting the Michigan Certificate Need Commission, September 2009. I sincerely thank you for the plaque. But more importantly, you know, I've been with the Attorney General's office now for over 38 years. And during those years, I've represented, prior to getting into the what was originally public health and then community health business, many, many boards and commissions. And going back to when this commission was 5 members and then since it's been 11 members, I have never had a client that I felt so good about, that was so comfortable with and appreciated as much as this client, the Certificate of Need Commission. And that's for a lot of reasons, but from a lawyer point of view, it's not just because of who you are and what you do. You know, you ask for advice when you need it, and unlike some clients, you actually pay attention to the advice that you're given. And if you're concerned about that advice, and this is behind-the-scenes stuff, you know, you re-ask it and maybe show, you know, why your concerns are there and give me a chance to reflect on it in light of that. And if you still don't get what you want, you still follow it. And that's been very, very much appreciated by me as an attorney for the state. I've been in the health business since 83. At least a dozen years I've been the counsel to the commission because I became head of the, under various titles, the health division. Just so you know, what's happened is, you know, with all the different budget constraints, the Attorney General has consolidated and changed a lot of the structure within the department, got rid of a lot of divisions, and one of those was the community health division, reducing the number of people that serve in various capacities and a number of division chiefs. So I was one of those who got moved elsewhere. I'm now in healthcare fraud doing key TAM cases, hopefully collecting millions of dollars for the state to help us down the road. And so I'm sort of in the health area, but not as much as I used to be. And I'm federally funded, which is, I think, the key to why that all happened. So, but thank you again, and this is a very pleasant surprise. Thank you for this.
Well, we appreciate all your work, but I do have one point of caution.
Is it for legal advice? You've got to ask Joe now.
I just wanted to point out that you do have a conflict of interest involving QTAM actions against any facility that serves on this board.
We'll find a way around that. So far, they seem to be mostly drug companies.
keep that up, definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for all the years.
Commissioner Goldblum.
Well, I'm
Unfortunately, Commissioner Kashishian left the room, but as soon as he comes back, I would urge you either to vote or give